Proclamation number 2142A of 6th of November, 1941. Heavenly bodies. Spiritual and earthly substance. Only that man gets closer to the problem of the creation of the world, whose thoughts are turned to God, because he thinks about the origin of the universe, about the infinity and the creator of all things. He will not draw fast conclusions, he will presume and ask questions in mind, and mentally the response will be sent to him, as he pays attention to his thoughts. The slightest willingness to be thought by knowing strengths, God rewards in the way that he commissions them to guide man's thoughts in the right path, and also his thinking will correspond to the truth, and he will take wisdoms from himself. He is taught by the Spirit of God, and therefore man is in truth. The world is the product of the divine will to love. It is the thought of God, which has become a form. All tangible and earthly visible belongs to the earth, the realm of matter. But out of this the spiritual world is not visible to the human eye, but also comes from the divine creative strength. Because the universe has innumerable creations, whose elementary bodies are spiritual substance, that cannot be perceived by the human eye, because this can only see earthly matter. Could the human watch these spiritual creations, he would get a great knowledge, but his free will would be in danger, because what he would see would be decisive for his whole life on earth. But the knowledge for that reason must remain hidden for him, so that he can walk his earthly life completely unaffected. God's will, wisdom and love purchased creations continuously, that appear to man only as very distant heavenly bodies, so he supposes them in the same nature as the earth. However, these heavenly bodies are of such diverse design and for the habitants of the earth completely inaccessible. Nevertheless, the human mind can rove into these creations and he takes down to earth what he sees and hears. And this is an extraordinary grace of God, for man as such will never be able to get into that realm, and therefore the knowledge would lack him completely. But his spirit teaches him in the following manner.